Aptos Foundation proposes sweeping changes to app tokenomics. This is a big deal. The Aptos Foundation is set to roll out a major overhaul of its app tokenomics, aiming to create a deflationary model that prioritizes long-term value and sustainability.
This shift, outlined in a recent proposal, centers on three core pillars: a hard cap on token supply, adjusted staking rewards, and higher transaction fees. It's a strategic move to balance supply and demand, while aligning with broader blockchain trends.
These changes are designed to curb inflation, stabilize the token's value, and position Apt as a more mature, investor-friendly asset. It's a bold step for the ecosystem.
The proposed changes represent a strategic pivot toward a more scalable and resilient framework. This will have direct implications for holders, validators, and the entire Aptos community.
Core proposals. A three-pronged approach, the Aptos Foundation's plan hinges on three key initiatives, each targeting a specific aspect of app supply and demand dynamics.
These proposals aim to create a predictable, deflationary framework that strengthens the blockchain's economic foundation. Let's break them down.
1. A definitive hard cap on token supply. The most significant change is a fixed maximum supply of 2.1 billion app tokens. Right now, there's no hard limit, which has raised concerns about long-term inflation and uncertainty.
Introducing a hard cap eliminates the risk of unbounded token issuance. This scarcity is a cornerstone of deflationary models, where supply is capped to preserve value.
This move aligns with principles that many investors are now seeking: clear ceilings on supply growth and confidence in long-term potential.
For holders, this provides a clear ceiling on future supply growth, fostering confidence in the token's long-term potential.
2. Short-term staking reward adjustments. The foundation is proposing a temporary reduction in staking rewards to manage the emission of new tokens.
Staking rewards are a primary incentive for validators, but they also contribute to inflation. By reducing these rewards, the foundation aims to slow new token supply while the broader deflationary framework is implemented.
This is a tactical measure to stabilize the token's supply, though the reduction is described as short-term, leaving room for future adjustments.
However, the reduction is described as short-term, suggesting the foundation may revisit these parameters as the network evolves.
3. A significant gas fee increase, the third pillar, involves a 10x increase in network transaction fees.
This decision serves two purposes: enhancing network security by making spam attacks more costly, and reducing circulating supply through a burn mechanism.
A portion of the increased fees will be permanently burned, directly decreasing supply over time. This burn mechanism is critical to the deflationary model.
By incentivizing users to pay higher fees while simultaneously reducing supply, the foundation seeks to create a self-reinforcing cycle of scarcity and value appreciation.
Why go deflationary? The foundation's decision reflects a broader trend in blockchain projects seeking robust economic frameworks that align incentives between stakeholders, security, and token value.
In a deflationary system, circulating supply decreases over time, which can exert upward pressure on price if demand remains stable or grows.
This dynamic is central to the Aptos Foundation's strategy, as they aim to position Apt as a scarce asset whose value is reinforced by network usage.
The burn mechanism from higher gas fees is the primary driver of this deflation.
By systematically destroying tokens used for transactions, the foundation ensures supply shrinks over time, creating a clear path to scarcity.
This approach contrasts with inflationary models, where supply grows indefinitely, potentially diluting value.
The deflationary model also addresses a common criticism of many blockchain projects: the lack of long-term value preservation.
By creating a clear path to scarcity, Aptos seeks to attract institutional investors and long-term holders who prioritize sustainable growth over short-term gains.
Additionally, the changes align with the broader industry shift toward economic models that reward participation in network security and usage.
For example, staking reward adjustments and gas fee burns are designed to incentivize validators and users to act in the network's best interest.
This alignment of incentives is critical for the long-term health of the ecosystem, as it reduces the risk of malicious behavior and ensures security and scalability.
The foundation's emphasis on deflationary tokenomics also reflects a response to market dynamics.
In 2023, many projects faced challenges due to hyperinflationary models that led to rapid dilution of value.
By contrast, deflationary models have gained traction as a way to stabilize prices and attract capital.
The Aptos Foundation's proposal positions Apt as a competitive alternative to other tokens that lack similar economic safeguards.
What comes next? The proposed changes are not yet finalized and will undergo a formal governance process.
The foundation plans to submit the tokenomics updates as a governance proposal, allowing Apt holders and delegates to debate and vote on the measures.
This decentralized decision-making process is a key aspect of the Aptos ecosystem, ensuring the community has a say in the project's economic direction.
If approved, the implementation of these changes would mark a fundamental shift in the Aptos blockchain's economic model.
The hard cap, adjusted staking rewards, and increased gas fees would collectively create a deflationary framework, prioritizing scarcity, security, and long-term value.
This transition would signal a maturing focus on sustainable economic design as the project scales and attracts institutional and retail investors.
However, the proposal is not without potential challenges.
The temporary reduction in staking rewards could impact validator participation, particularly if the community perceives the adjustment as detrimental to their interests.
The foundation will need to balance these trade-offs carefully to ensure the proposal gains widespread support and maintains the network's stability.